Well, here in the studios, and we have a special guest with us today, Renee Tossenson, the Lochaber Valley superintendent, joins us here in the studio. Thanks for coming in, Renee.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here with you today.
All right. Well, we have a lot of things to talk about, exciting things to talk about, actually, don't we?
We surely do.
The Blandon, the Lochaber Valley community was chosen as one of 9 communities by the Blandon Foundation as a Blandon broadband community. So you've been probably, our listeners probably been hearing about this in the papers, and you're here to talk about it and talk about an important meeting coming up.
Yes, we have a wonderful visioning community meeting that's coming up for our Blandon broadband community on March 4th, which is Monday, and that will begin at 12:30, and it will be held at the high school library at Lochaber Valley. So we'd love to invite any of our community members and business people to come on in, and probably come in the west side of the school, and we'll direct you from the district office.
Okay. Renee, just kind of explain how this all got started, and what exactly is broadband?
Broadband is fiber to the premise, which some of you might not understand quite what that is. Mm-hmm. It's really fast speed internet. To put it in layman's terms, it makes it internet something that can deliver so much more to our specific businesses and our homes. And we have wonderful partners with our EDA and also with the Regional Development Commission, mm-hmm. and our different providers that have really helped all of our area here at Lochaber Valley, encompassing the whole district. And we have 90% fiber to the premise internet service, which is wonderful. And it just gives businesses and individuals a much better access to internet, and mm-hmm. much more information can flow through that mm-hmm. line.
Can you give us some examples? Maybe some people don't have internet. Some people don't know how to operate a computer, or just give some examples of how this grant will help people in our community.
What our hope is as a community, what we would like to do is to, we have the infrastructure already in place, and so what we need to do now is to help people understand how they can use it and make the best use of it within their homes mm-hmm. and in their businesses.
Okay. Also, I'm part of the task force. Is that what you
yes,
call it?
Yes, we can call you a steering committee, too.
Steering committee, that's the word I'm looking for. And you've been very hard at work organizing everybody. Tell us a little bit about the steering committee that's been meeting quite a few times.
Oh, we've had a great variety of people. We have tried to make sure that there's representation from all of the communities mm-hmm. and the area here within the Lochaber School District. And so we have our city represented, we have businesses, we have health services also, our EDA and Regional Development Commission people have been very good, our librarians, and we've worked with people that are already using internet and broadband, so that we started with them and we're expanding now to include the entire community. And when they come to the meeting on March 4th, we're not asking them to say, now you're going to have to be on another committee for right. a lot of time and effort. We're really looking for just ideas at that day.
And that's but the meeting coming up on March 4th, that's just like a one-time commitment then.
For those people, yes, it is. We just want to make sure that we're meeting everybody's needs and know what's really out there. I can always talk from the school point of view right. is that we would really like to do more one-on-one devices, and we'd also like to enhance our media group so that we could do more things on our access right. channels and things like that. But we want to make sure that we're meeting the needs of everybody within the community.
Yeah, talk about the school out at Lochaber Valley. The it's a community that got the grant. How would the school... let's talk specifics here, like iPads and stuff like that.
Okay.
Talk about that.
When we got this designation, it gave us the opportunity to ask for grants or to apply for grants. And so at this point in time, we haven't applied for any grants. That's why we're asking for everyone's input as mm-hmm. to what we should really be looking into. But as we began this process at the very beginning, there was a small group of us visiting. And Paul, you were one of those people.
Yep.
You suggested, you know, it would really be nice if we could get some things back on our access channel, because it would be great for our communities to see the ball games and things like that. Well, that's one of the things that we have on our list, is we'd really like to be able to get our media class to do some more things like our musicals, perhaps our games, activities, board meetings within the community, yep. so that we could get them back on the access channel and get that out there for our community. It would just build right. a better connection between all of us, and that's what it's all about.
I know Ryan Giles is in his class or whatever, you know, they do Eagles?
Eagle Eye News.
Eagle Eye News.
Yes.
And that's very well done by the students. And that'd be neat to get them into the community, just not in the school.
Right. And what we're very fortunate is that Pioneer Public TV is also willing to partner with us, along with KLQP. KLQP. Yep. I get yours and mine mixed
That's
up.
That's right. That's okay. I get mixed up sometime and I work here.
And what we're hoping is that we will be able to glean some help from the resource people that are there that could actually help our students become even better at what they've just begun doing.
Now, you went up to Duluth to accept the grant from the Blandon Foundation, and there's other communities involved. Are we the only, like, school district? It's towns, right?
It is. Okay. It's really more regional areas. It could be counties. Kennebec County is doing that. Okay. And we are the only school district that has had this opportunity at this point in time.
Okay. Let's talk about the meeting that's coming up.
Yes.
Okay. Monday, March 4th.
Monday, March 4th, okay. From 12:30 to 3:30 is our plan. And Bill Coleman and Carl Samp, they are the technology facilitators from Blandon. And they will be coming to us to help us visit and talk and have what they call table talks so that everybody has a chance to voice their opinion and things. So That's our plan, is to start with them. And then from there, our hope is to build the groups that are extremely excited about one specific project, and then we will actually write the grants and applications, and then the steering committee will help prioritize those, and then we will go to Blandon with our final applications. And our hope is this, by, I believe we have two different granting periods, so one would be in May and then one would be again next year, so we have two opportunities to do that.
So this Blandon broadband community meeting, that it's like a visionary meeting, right?
Yes. Okay. We'd like to see everybody's vision for what we'd like to do in this region together.
And so everyone's welcome to come.
Everybody's welcome to come.
All right. And when is that again,
It Renee? Will be on Monday, March 4th, and it will begin at 12:30 p.m. in the high school library at Lacaparral Valley.
Okay. And I just want to encourage everyone listening, come on out. As Renee's mentioned, it's a great, I've really enjoyed the meetings. I've learned so much about our Lacaparral school system and the communities around. And, we know some people don't even have a computer in their home. Businesses can really benefit from this too, can't they?
They surely can. And I guess that's another goal of our school too, is that we have started doing one-to-one devices and using the Chromebooks in our sixth grade. And it has been such a successful program that we really would like to expand that. And so that is also our hope, is that we will be able to apply for a grant that would actually help that and to make sure that all I guess our vision is that all people within our community, all of the children and families, will have some kind of way to get a hold of internet service in some way. So
okay, well, we cover everything this morning that we wanted to cover.
I think we did a great job. Thanks a lot, Paul.
All right, thanks Renee for coming in and telling us a little more about the Blandon Foundation and what's happening in our area here.
Thank you so much, Paul. I appreciate the chance to be here.
That's Renee Tossenson, the Lacaparral Valley Superintendent, and just want to encourage everyone to come on out to Lacaparral Valley once again, 12:30 to 3:30, Monday, March 4th, this coming Monday.